Hello, America. I'm going to be the money president. Each and every one of you get $1 billion each, so you can all be rich.
Whoa, 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 what are you doing? You can't do that. You'll crash the economy.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Everybody's going to have to give back all that money to the government. By the way, sorry about those loud noises. That was just from my diaper. I don't want to have another accident from a bad lamp. All better.
Dude, check the news. It doesn't matter what channel.
We'll be right back. Become meme. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not afraid to die. And we are back. Before we get into the spicy, exciting world of tariffs, let me give you the rundown. That was Filter. Hey man, nice shot. We also had Jeremy Messersmith with Billionaires. Teenage Head, Ain't Got Sense. We heard a live rendition of Testify by Rage Against the Machine, actually performed in front of the location of the 2000 Democratic National Caucus, where they elect their candidate for the upcoming presidential election. We had the Mountain Goats, Lion's Teeth, in the Jordan Lake Live Sessions, Volume 1. We had REM, who performed a two-night residency in Dublin, I believe at the Olympia Theater, with Carnival of Sorts, Boxcars. We also had a little bit of Gord, Carefree Highway, and we started it all off with Half Moon Run and 9-Beat live at the Treehouse. It's a Friday in early March, and at least as of right now, the tariffs, the absolutely insane, stupid, ridiculous economic policy enacted by two of the dumbest people on the planet, collectively, Donald Trump and Elon Musk, they are apparently still happening. And shouts out to some of my New York State homies that I know are listening. I don't hold you personally responsible. But broadly speaking, this American administration has, you know, agreed, like, we're done with global hegemony. We are done having any kind of, you know, standing in the world scene. I mean, America hasn't been a moral figure in world politics really ever, but there's no, like, you know, the illusion is over. There is no even pretense of that anymore. The goal is to expand the dumbest empire in human history as quickly as possible through means of economic extortion leading up to, you know, eventually annexation, which, let's hope, knock on wood, we don't get there. But let's not be surprised if it does come to that, given the, 250 years worth of history of the U.S. as just an evil, you know, force and entity invading, conquering, installing soft power or puppet governments, and running them in the cruelest, stupidest, and eventually most unsuccessful ways possible. There are no shortage of failed nation states that the United States tried to prop up to maintain power in regions across the globe. That's all I'm saying, folks, you know. It starts with the economic tariffs, but you do need to be ready because this organization is stupid and spiteful enough to try and escalate things. That's just my word of warning there. Mind you, one of the big levers in which they use to subjugate other nations, at least historically, the CIA has been gutted by, you know, Elon Musk and Doge, which might be, I don't even think they're not an official government agency. But they're on, like, a very short list of the dumbest, both in concept and execution, things that a country's ruler have ever come up with. This is like, I mean, Elon Musk being in charge of this is like when Caligula, you know, made his horse a general. It's like the same rough idea and probably the same level of competency and, you know, the same level of, let's say, horse-related medicine in the system. At least from what I've read, allegedly. As for what that medicine is, you know, clearly it's ivermectin. He's on that RFK Jr. trip. Anyways, it's an unprecedented, it's a very scary time. But do remember, the most incompetent, stupid people, one of whom literally had brain worms. Like, literally, this is not hyperbole. RFK Jr. had a brain parasite. These are the people in charge of the biggest and formerly most powerful empire in human history, but that ain't the case no more. So I'm all for the economic boycotts being put in place. I will give Doug Ford credit where due. I will give Justin Trudeau credit where due. I've been critical of each of them in their various 10 years running the province and the country respectively, but I think the statements made and the actions proposed are appropriate. We'll see if they follow through. Doug Ford, in particular, threatening to shut off power to the United States is a strong gambit, but one that will escalate things, which is, once again, very scary, but I at least do give them credit for, you know, not being like Keir Starmer. Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister, famous coward, you know, showed his belly immediately. At least these Canadian leaders showing a little bit of fight back, and I can respect that. Anyways, I'm digging trenches, I'm laying down sandbags, I'm ready for what may come. But let's hope it doesn't come to that, folks. I mean, realistically, the continuously tanking economy will probably end this tariff thing faster than anything else. And it was very funny to watch Trump give this speech announcing the 25% tariffs, and in the right-hand corner of the screen, you could see the stock market actively plunging. I think it started out at, like, minus 100, ended up at, like, minus 400 or something by the time the speech was done. So I'm optimistic that will ultimately be the deciding factor. I'm just hoping it's sooner rather than later. But hey, one thing that won't cost more during the trade war, CFRC. Broadcasting to you for free. Community broadcaster doing what nobody else does and doing it better than anybody else before us. So thank you for tuning in. And that's enough of me and my political jargon and jibber jabber. Let's get back to the tunes. Coming up next, you know them, you love them. This is Ducks Limited with Grim Symmetry.
Away They hung you up on display in the wing of the bizarre and the unexplained. They didn't even bother to give you a name. You hang up there with Picasso and Dali, showing you our human folly, punching holes in our paradigms, disobeying space and time, until you feel a spark down in your speaker, the beating blood of human nature. Watching your fingers slowly unfurl as you strum a chord in the song that could save this world. After the tourists have all gone home, after they disinfect all those headphones, after the gift shop has turned off its lights and those big wooden doors are locked for the night, you roam through the corridors singing your songs, hitting all the notes on the top of your lungs, pouring out your love, reveling in your pain, in the wing of the bizarre and the unexplained. You hang up there with Picasso and Dali, showing you our human folly, punching holes in our paradigms, disobeying space and time, until you feel a spark down in your speaker, the beating blood of human nature. Watching all your fingers slowly unfurl as you strum a chord in the song that could change this world.
Let's leave this behind for a time. Go out and find some while to clear our minds.
Rendezvous de la Francophonie is now on. Until March 31st, enjoy contests, performances, free film screenings, and local activities to cultivate your Francophone roots. Join in the fun and visit rvf.ca today.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CIC. Special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Zoa.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
Right, here we go with Riff 1.
Did you ever get the feeling that there's something come undone? An unreeling in the seaming, the stitching gone. So you rip a little harder till that rip becomes a run. Feel plastic carrier bag in each hand. The rain fell, oh, so you were standing under the holly tree with exasperated feelings. And hey ho, you don't know. Is it a joke? No, I said no. I'm serious, more serious than I've ever been. I've ever been.
Me. cheese and the cards and the bars. Gonna make it all right.
Chicken.
Gonna dance like we ain't using somebody else's money tonight. And the guys have left themselves for dead. Tripped and killed the boss. Well, you know I never mean what I say, but I'm sorry for your loss.
Cause
up for the drive. I could always use more action. Keep the flesh on the lip. Take the picture for my file. Don't forget to grab my good side. All my colors turn to rose. Look at me, the centerfold.
We are back. That was Tia Wood with Sky High. Prior to that, we had Declan McKenna with Champagne. We also heard music from Good Looks with Chase Your Demons Away. We had Audacious, the newest release from Franz Ferdinand. We heard a new track from Megan Hamilton, Horse Thief Bay Road. We also heard music from Norway's own Lodette. And we kicked it all off with Grim Symmetry by, you know him, you love him, I love the band name, just on principle alone, Ducks Limited. And we also had a newcomer who have been at it for a very long time, but the first time I've played them on the program, the Mommy Heads with Speaker Heart. We are just about out of time today, folks. We've got about 10 minutes or so for the show, and then I'll be sending you on your merry little way. I hope you'll stay tuned in, because we got a lot of great stuff on our Friday lineup. New episode of the charts coming up hot and fresh right after this program, right here, right now. And moving into the afternoon, we've got Whiplash, we've got Close Reads, Melodies of Myth, we've got Busy Girl Radio, Finding a Voice at 4, Saltwater Music at 6, and we're cutting in to Saltwater Music to bring you the International Women's Day special concert, which is being put on at the Broom Factory, features the likes of Miss Emily and a ton of other talented female singer-songwriter musicians, all that and so much more, and that should start around 7:30 or so. So keep your ears open, your eyes peeled for more details, but I hope you'll tune in, because it should be a phenomenal concert. And we're going to hear music from one of those acts right here, right now. This is Savannah Shea with On the Hill. And we're also going to have music from Wussy, The Ghosts Keep Me Alive. All that and a little bit more. Keeping my eye on the time so I don't go over the limit. However, I do want to thank you folks for tuning in. I'll be with you again, of course, next week. And until then, be safe, be well, and yeah, be sure to check if the label on whatever it is you're buying says Made in America or Made in Canada. That's just my friendly reminder to you. Oh.
CFRC listeners, in celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the Fireside Chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
The we is how we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities, fantasies, attitudes, and that a multi-personality is in fact the reality, not the I personality, and that where those two things meet is the position that we're trying to work at, to break people across from seeing themselves as one-dimensional and having no potential, to seeing themselves as being almost anything they want to be, and that those different things don't have to always agree in the usual accepted way.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get.
Hi, I'm DJ Squared, and you're with me and my cat, Morrissey, the good.